You're listening to episode 273 of Women Worldwide. Does your communication help or is it causing more confusion? In this episode, I'm flying solo with tips about sharing what's credible, meaningful, and more helpful for your community, especially during tense times. So stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide, wherever you are in this world. Thank you so much for showing up and for supporting the show and this great big network that continues to grow because of you. And please share how you're doing, how you're feeling, and what's going on in your world. Know that you can always reach us on Twitter. I'm at Dee Breckenridge. You can also email me, Deirdre at pureperformancecom with two M's.com. All right, let's get to today's show, which is a solo episode, just me. And I wanted to talk about something that is really near and dear to my heart. It is communication. And communication can help people and help a community, or it can be hurtful. And that's a choice. And every time you communicate, you make that choice. So at a time when so many people are hurting because of racial injustice and unrest, and we feel uncertainty around COVID-19, health, getting back to a new normal, businesses opening up, what's going on, the ups and downs of the economy. Now's the time to really make sure our communication is helpful. So I just want to share a few tips with you. Let's start. Tip number one is all about the pause. We hear communication. We see things on social media. There's a lot of knee-jerk reactions going on, frustration, anger. Topics are polarized, and we're not having this healthy public discourse. But instead, we're seeing much, much more hurtful communication. Now is a time to listen. It's a time of learning, a time to understand, and to be able to, in order to really get to a place of knowing, it's the ability to pause. So that's what we need to do. When you hear something, see something, take that time to digest and to process. Now, people who know me, who have worked with me at my company, or even my family, I'm really all about the pause button. Matter of fact, if the pause button means to sleep on it, pause button, that's probably the best thing that you can do. Because when you sleep, you clear your mind, you reset. Of course, being in communications, that is not always, you don't have the luxury of the 24 hours to mull it over and to think about it. Working with businesses and executives do mean that you have to take quicker action and response. At the same time, you're going to want to make sure you pause for details, pause to have really smart people around you weigh in, and to know that it's not just information that you want to hear or opinions that are exactly like yours. It's really important to get those different opinions. So when you can, rather than having a knee-jerk reaction and just stating something and then in hindsight having to say, oh, I wish I never said that, hit the pause. Okay, number two, let's pivot over to social media and fake news. you always have to know what you're sharing. Now, many years ago, I never thought that fake news would be in the communication realm. Journalism was with credibility, and you know, we look to media for truth and accuracy. And today, with fake news, that means that each and every one of us have a choice and a responsibility. When you go and share something, dig deeper, because there are lots of news articles out there that are not real. And how do you tell? Well, when you look at a story, first off, you want to make sure that that story is corroborated by other sources, by sources that are reputable, and not just the same types of sources, but different sources. Another way to spot fake news is that in those articles, you will not see credible experts, their names, their titles, their companies. Doesn't make it into the fake news. So you're not going to see health experts. You're not going to see government officials named. You're not going to see CEOs of major corporations, the names of those companies in different industries. This is all how you can spot fake news. Fake news does not quote real statistics from important studies and journals that come out. So keep this in mind, because if you can, and if you can not be sharing, you and everybody around you stops the rate of sharing of the fake news, you help to slow it down. And that's really important during these times. Next is the echo chamber. This is your tip about the echo chamber. When you're on social media, and of course, if you're a communication professional, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but just realize you're in this chamber. And if you limit yourself to the echo chamber on Facebook or what you're seeing on Twitter or whatever community you're in, you're being, based on what you do and what you read and what you share and who you retweet, you're being served more and more and more of the same. And that doesn't give you the rich perspective. When we talk about diversity and inclusion and, you know, really being able to broaden our minds and our perspective, well, that means having news that isn't just being served up to you based on your own behavior and the behavior and the similarities of the people around you. I like the app Smart News, because that is an app that curates all different news outlets to let me see how different media are reporting on the same topic. And that broadens your perspective. And in order to grow and to learn and to communicate effectively, then you have to have many different perspectives. Now, the last topic is knowing who is sharing. So I just want to focus specifically on Twitter here, because you have to be able to spot the bot. There are so many bots out there, and they are propagating information, and it's a propaganda machine. And bots have, there's a way that you can identify them, because you don't want to be sharing something that isn't accurate or is going to lead to communication issues for you. So you always want to know, is the person that I'm sharing real or is it the robot? Okay, when you look at a bot, look at the picture, look at the avatar. Bots often have photos that, first of all, they look like you could Google a photo and it comes up as stock imagery sometimes. There's also ways to look at the symmetry of the photo. So a bot's photo is not symmetrical. You'll notice that maybe the eyes are two different shapes. The ears are different sizes. I noticed on bots that it was a woman, and she was wearing one small hoop earring in one ear, and in the other ear, she had a totally different type of earring. So it's these little differences, these subtle differences that you can key into to say that That isn't a real person. You can look at the bot's profile on Twitter to say, is this person of credibility? Does this look like a real person? If I click on this link, does it go to somewhere, something that is real? What does this person do? If I Google this person, would this be a real, credible expert or news source? So you could look at the bot's profile to learn more. And most of all, look at what a bot shares. The rapid fire retweeting, that's one way. They retweet at a rapid pace. You could also look to see bots often when they interact, they don't have the nuances that humans do. Bots don't understand humor. So there's ways to definitely spot the bot and not fall into the trap of retweeting, because that's what a lot of prominent personalities out there do, and then they get into trouble. So I've named four ways that you can make a choice in your communication, because you want communication to be helpful and not harmful. So remember, you're going to hit the pause. You're going to watch out for that fake news. You're going to pay attention and know you're in the echo chamber and get different perspectives. And lastly, you will be able to spot the bot. And if you can do that, then maybe together we can make better choices. We're still listening, we're learning, we're understanding, and our communication will help people. And that's what we need to do right now. Well, friends, I thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, you can always reach out if you have something to share. We will continue to bring the guests, the experts who can give advice and to help you to power up your voice and to get you through your challenges. And until then, be safe, stay healthy, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.